I hope you find this recording to be valuable. For more information on Energetic NLP, go to energeticnlp.com. That's the word energetic, the letters NLP.com. Hi, this is Art Geiser. This MP3 is about pacing and leading, or how to have the ability to influence people, change their thinking without giving them the experience of being wrong. This is covered on pages 20 and 21 of your manual. The situation why you would use pacing and leading is that if you're going to be in partnership with people, if you're going to really work with them, you need to have the ability to present ideas to them that are different than the ideas that they're thinking, that may be better or are actually saying that what they're saying is wrong in some way. The problem is that most of us have deep psychological conditioning that causes us to defend against being wrong. So the dilemma is, how do you have a free and open conversation? How do you really be partners and work on something without giving each other the experience of being wrong? Now, all of you have some people in your life that you can just be very straight with, very direct with, and that's not any problem. With most people, when you make them feel that they're wrong, whether or not that's what you're trying to say, but if you give them the experience that they're wrong, because remember, the meaning of a communication is the response it elicits, unconscious factors will be elicited that will cause them to defend against you. So here we have this dilemma. How do you have open and honest communication, and yet how do you get people to actually listen to you rather than unconsciously trying to defend against you? And it turns out that pacing and leading is a very simple solution to this problem. Now, if you look on page 21 of your handouts, you'll see the basic steps of pacing and leading. And in case you don't have the handouts there, I'm going to review them, of course. So as the handout says, the objective is to be able to disagree with someone without making them feel defensive. The desired outcome is that they openly consider your idea. It isn't intended to be a Jedi mind trick. The idea is not to trick them or force them to believe what you're saying. The idea is to get them to feel psychologically comfortable to really consider what you're saying and discuss it with you rather than defend against it. The first step in pacing and leading is to find something you honestly agree with. And you could agree with their positive intention. And their positive intention is, what's the purpose in them saying what they're saying? Even when somebody's being critical of you, often their positive intention is to help you. So the idea is to try to either ask them or guess at what you think the positive intention is. So you could agree with that. You could agree with their emotional state. If somebody's upset, that's real to them, and you could agree that that's their experience. And I'll give examples about how to do this. You could agree with their criteria, so what they're fundamentally trying to achieve. So if somebody is trying to create excellence in a work process, then that's a criterion that you can align with, whether or not you agree with a particular idea. Sometimes what you can pace is some portion of their content. Sometimes you can pace their desired outcome. And sometimes you can pace some portion of their behavior. So if it's a behavior that you're disagreeing with, you can point out the facets of their behavior that you do agree with. Because very often what we'll do is point out what we disagree with and assume that they understand that we're agreeing with the portions we're not mentioning. And while somebody may consciously understand that, though very often they don't even consciously understand it, unconsciously they're likely to take it very differently. So you find something you can honestly agree with, you state your agreement, you use the word "and." And remember that the word "but" is the rapport destroyer. The function of the word "but" is to negate everything that comes before it. So if you've gone to the doctor and he goes, "You're sick, but," you like hearing that "but" because it negates the negative message. If you agree with somebody and then say the word "but," it will negate the agreement, and it's as if you didn't say anything, or even worse. So you state your agreement, use the word and your internal grammar checker may feel very uncomfortable with that. However, it sounds fine to the other people. And please test this out. You'll find that other people don't object to you using the word and. It'll only be your internal grammar checker. And with practice, that will get reset, and you won't have a problem using the word and. You state your idea, and then you monitor their response. If they have a negative reaction, you go back and you pace them again a few more times. You give them more agreement. You use the word and then you state your idea, though you may have to baby step them into your idea. Sometimes what you've said after the word and is too big a leap for them. So if you get a negative or defensive reaction, go back, pace some more, give some more agreement, use the word and then give your response. And it's really that simple. This technique, I mentioned at the meeting, is one of the most powerful communication techniques I've ever learned. And when you use it as a manipulative tool, it doesn't work well. It may work temporarily, but people do figure out at some point that they're being manipulated. If you find honest agreement, say the word and then you give your idea, what you'll find is that people will have very rich conversations with you where there's a free-flowing exchange of ideas, where there can be a lot of disagreement that still is in the framework of partnership, and you'll be amazed at how often you'll come up with ideas that were better than either of the ideas that you started with. I really encourage you to practice pacing and leading over the next week. You can practice it in very simple situations. So sometimes with friends or with people at work, you might just try pacing and leading just really for the fun of it, about something that isn't important, or it could be as simple as somebody saying, oh, it's really that they hate the winter, or it's too hot today, and just try pacing and leading that. So for example, if somebody goes, you know, oh, it's really hot today, you could go, yeah, I'm really uncomfortable today and I'm looking forward to going sailing on Sunday. I mean, it can be something that simple. Just practice pacing and leading, and do it with work issues, of course, and practice it with people you work with family and friends, and just notice the richness it brings to the conversation and how it brings in the ability to really give divergent opinions without triggering people's defensive mechanisms. So please practice this for the next week. And then I'd like your feedback via emails about did it work, what worked well, what didn't, where did you get stuck. And so that way I can help coach you on what's working, what's not. If you have any questions about it, please email those to me too, and I'll respond either by phone or MP3 or email. Okay, thanks, and I look forward to hearing how your pacing and leading went. I hope you find this recording to be valuable. For more information on Energetic NLP, go to energeticnlp.com. That's the word energetic, the letters NLP.com.